Hey, listen up. Do you want to lose weight fast or gain more mass in just a few seconds? Forget all about diets and sports. We have an out-of-this-world way to do it, space travel. And now I'm taking you to the heart of our solar system, to the sun. Hold on and bring your shades. There's no solid surface here, just hot liquid plasma. So take your heat-reflective suit and stay on the platform just above the boiling surface of the star. On Earth, you weigh 135 pounds. But here, on the Sun, your weight is about 3,600 pounds. That's like a small sedan or a hippo. Hey, just saying. It has to do with gravity. The bigger and denser a space object is, the stronger its gravitational pull, and the heavier your body feels. The Sun is 99% of the mass of the entire solar system. But although the star is 333,000 times as heavy as Earth, it's also much bigger. That's why gravity is only 27 times stronger on its surface. You can't stand up straight here. You get pulled down by gravity. And if on Earth, you could lift 135 pounds of your own weight, here you can only lift a small pumpkin. Happy Halloween! Moving on, Mercury, the closest planet to the Sun, is very hot, about twice as hot as the maximum temperature in your kitchen oven. You jump down onto the rocky surface of Mercury and step on the scales. They show only 51 pounds compared to your real weight of 135 pounds. Mercury is almost 17 times smaller than Earth, but its core and crust are very dense. So the gravity here is only 2.5 times weaker than that on our home planet. It means you can jump 2.5 times higher here, and you feel much stronger. You can lift a big gorilla, but don't forget to make it wear a spacesuit with an oxygen supply. When night falls on Mercury, the planet cools down incredibly quickly. The temperature drops to 3 times as low as at the North Pole. So let's get out of here before you freeze completely stiff. The next planet is Venus. Oh, there's a nasty smell. It's the sulfur dioxide in the air. It would also smell like this near a volcano on Earth. You get on the scales and 122 pounds, almost as much as on Earth. No wonder Venus and Earth are called twin sisters. This planet has almost the same size as ours and only 20% lighter, so it has almost the same gravity. But you couldn't live here because Venus is the hottest planet in our solar system, and the atmospheric pressure on its surface is 92 times as high as what we have on Earth. You'd only feel the same pressure if you dived 3,000 feet underwater on our home planet. Without special equipment, you'd be crushed at such a depth. Your spacesuit is made of titanium to withstand this kind of pressure, just like an atmospheric suit for deep sea diving. And it weighs about 830 pounds. It's like carrying the weight of a motorcycle. That's why you feel weaker here than you do on Earth. But moving on to our home planet, or more specifically to its satellite, the Moon. Several astronauts have been here before. You might have seen videos of how awkwardly they moved around, sometimes even falling. That's because gravity on the Moon is 6 times weaker than on Earth. Your solid 135 pounds of weight turns into 22. So now, you weigh like a plastic shopping cart. On the bright side, you can now lift 6 times that weight. You can flip a car or lift a pony. You can probably even lift the lunar rover that's still standing here left by the last Moon mission. One of the astronauts, Alan Shepard, hit several golf balls here. And one ball weighs less than 0.5 ounce on the Moon. Hey, maybe you can use all that power to clean up the stuff people left here. That's about 250 tons, including rovers, broken space probes, lunar module sections, golf balls, and the like. Nah, let's do the cleanup later. Now we're going to Mars. Hey, you're the first human on the surface of the red planet. And the first thing you do is weigh yourself, of course. Ah, 50 pounds, almost 3 times less than on Earth. It's even less than the weight of a capybara, a big rodent from South America. That's because Mars is 50% as light and 10 times as small as our home planet. And since gravity is weaker here, you become 3 times stronger. You could lift 2 of your friends. But this kind of gravity is actually a problem for people. We're planning to colonize Mars, but our muscles are used to the constant gravity of Earth. They won't work at their full capacity on the red planet. This will cause health problems for the astronauts, so they'll need to exercise all the time or tie weights on themselves to become heavier. They'll have to carry at least 10 20-pound dumbbells to get close to their real weight and keep their muscles toned. Now, a quick trip to Jupiter. This is a gas giant. Hey, again with a gas. And it doesn't have a solid surface. All you see are dense clouds. so it's probably best to stay on the platform. Jupiter is 317 times as heavy as Earth, so the gravity here is much stronger. Your scales show 340 pounds. That's like the weight of a big wild boar on Earth. Now, you can barely stand on your feet in your spacesuit. You feel very weak. The maximum weight you can lift here is 60 pounds. That's as much as a husky dog weighs. Let's take a look at Jupiter's moon, Europa. You stand on the scales and see 18. Yep, gravity is so weak here that you weigh like a garden gnome. At the same time, you can easily lift 1,000 pounds. That's like a horse or a grand piano. With that kind of strength on Earth, you could flip a school bus or lift a small car over your head, if you wanted to. Moving on, Saturn, another gas giant. Hold on tight, woohoo, winds here can reach 1,100 miles per hour. Such a gust of wind could carry you across the United States from one coast to another in just 2 hours. Hurry up and get on the scales. 144 pounds. It's a little more than you weigh on Earth. That's why you feel a little weaker, like after a good workout at the gym. Saturn's moon, Titan. You might want to stick around a bit longer because here you feel like a real weightlifter. You can lift 7 grown-ups in your arms, or a great white shark. Just be careful with those teeth. And your own weight here is about 17 pounds, like a domestic cat, maybe a fat tabby. Uranus is the coldest planet in our solar system. It's 10 times as cold there as in a freezer. The scales show 120 pounds. You could lift a truck wheel here. The last planet in our solar system, Neptune. It's 17 times as heavy as Earth and 4 times its size. And the strongest winds ever recorded blow here. The number on the scales is 150 pounds. Yep, you've gained a little weight. But the same would happen if you took a dumbbell in your hands on Earth. Now, how about moving to more unique space objects? For example, a neutron star. This is one of the heaviest and densest objects in the universe. A neutron star has the weight of the Sun, but it's so small that it would fit in Manhattan. But this space object has a solid surface, so you can land your spaceship here. The neutron star's weight and density makes gravity incredibly strong here. Your 135 pounds on Earth turn into 190 plus 11 zeros pounds here. You'd be flattened like a pancake on a neutron star. You wouldn't even be able to pick up a match here. A regular sewing needle would weigh 140,000 tons. That's like 2,000 Boeing 737s. Next in line is a black hole. Well, we don't even have a number to describe your weight here. Black holes are the densest and heaviest objects in the universe. They lie at the centers of galaxies and can weigh millions and billions of times more than the Sun. They're so heavy that they warp space-time. Once you're in a black hole's gravitational field, you can never get out of there. And the gravitational pull increases with every inch you get closer to the center of the black hole. If you were falling into a black hole and extended your arm forward, the force affecting your fingers would be much stronger than that pulling on your elbow, and your hand would stretch like spaghetti. Your weight is infinite here, and your strength is infinitely small. Don't even hope to lift a single atom or photon of light here. Yeah, that's enough. Let's go home.